On today's podcast, we look at the phenomenon of Singles Day that has become the annual online shopping event of the year. Singles Day started out in the 1990s as a day for single people at Nanjing University to mix with other singles. The 11th of the 11th was chosen as it is the date in the calendar made up of the most number ones. Students would put on dating events and singles parties, growing it into a tradition over the years. Paradoxically, it was not just a day to celebrate being single, but also a day to try to stop being single. Nowadays, it is a nationwide phenomenon for all single people in China, not just students. Matchmaking fairs and blind dates are still part of the festivities, but even more well known is the special day of e-commerce discounts that has emerged, pushing total sales up into the billions of dollars. Giants such as Alibaba and Jingdong have taken advantage of Singles Day to turn it into an online consumption frenzy. Their idea was to target bachelors and spinsters, offering the comfort of a new possession to ease their loneliness. However, the shopping festival has become less of a St. Valentine's Day and more of a Black Friday, with people of all ages, married or single, able to gain discounts of 50% or more. Records are broken each year. This year, Alibaba reached $2 billion worth of sales on Tmall in the first hour, equivalent to what it made in 9 hours last year. The price of these numbers is paid by the sellers. Some merchants who use the e-commerce sites have complained of aggressive rules enforced by the owners. For instance, merchants must list their products on Tmall at lower prices than on rival sites or risk being pushed down in the search results. Complaints have been made previously over artificially inflated prices in the run-up to Singles Day. This year, the State Administration for Industry and Commerce has warned the biggest e-commerce firms to curb their borderline illegal behavior so as not to fool the consumer or pressure their sellers. For Taishan English, this is Nikolai Blackie.